Hello.
Oh, hi, Michael.
It's me.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you for asking. I was just following up regarding your account. It looks like we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I know you signed it, but I was also going to get a hold of y'all because I have so many people calling me because I'm not even on Google with y'all, and they're like, oh, we can do better. We can get you on Google and this and that. So I'm wondering why I don't pull up and search the CL and why I've not gotten the first phone call.
So let me look at your account. Give me a second here. Usually those are scam calls. They'll call you and say, oh, you're not even on Google, because then you get worried and you think you have to, you know, work with them. So, you know, I would usually say that, but let me look.
Well, I have been checking over and over and over, and I was going to call you, and I just didn't have time.
So,
okay, I'm a competitor.
One thing I want to let you know is, and this is disclosed in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, is that industry standard for first page placement takes 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 30 to 45 days. And I am on your dashboard, Michael, and it's showing me that you're already starting to get placements. So it's showing that your company has already been found on the first page of Google 14 times, and you've had 2 clicks to your site from the first page. So I always tell people, of course, you'll see activity within your first month, right, because we do start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition for you.
Okay.
So, yeah, one thing you can do on your end is let's work on starting to get a 5-star rating on your Google listing, and I'll send you an email that will help you with that. It'll say, thank you for using Afforda Pro. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. And because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out here and there to achieve that 5-star ranking. And I'm confident that that's going to help you get not only a higher conversion, but better placement too, okay?
Yeah, I can get the people I'm working with now to do that. And I figured it took a little bit more time. I was just trying to make sure, you know, because I don't really have much time to call nobody about it. And I also was wondering about, you know, they had said the design team was going to get that with me about the logo. And, well, that was a long time ago. And also about an email address for my business so I don't go to my Gmail as well. Because I had WebID come up with me one. But I don't know how to get back into it.
The G Suite, which is what you're talking about, where you get an email address that goes with your domain, that's an extra charge. So I don't know if you want to keep using the Gmail for now, because the email's not published on the Google listing anyway. On the Google listing, it shows your website, your phone number, some pictures representing your business, and now hopefully your reviews once you start getting a few here and there, right?
I do have some better photos. I don't know how my competitors get it, but God, their photos look way better than mine. Maybe I need to take better pictures. I don't know.
That's what I always recommend, because we can search and get some better stock photos for you, but it's always going to give you a better result if you send in your real photos. So maybe taking a few more before and afters here and there. And then once the payment's up to speed, I can even show you how to go on the dashboard and upload pictures to your site directly from the dashboard. And a lot of people like that, because as a business owner, sometimes people only have a minute at 2 in the morning, and if that's the case, so be it. The dashboard's available for you 24 hours a day, you know, 7 days a week. So that might be something that, you know, you'd want me to show you how to get into. So
well,
what were you saying?
Just get busy.
Yeah, yeah. But what were you saying about the payment? That you needed a little bit more time, or is there another card that you wanted to use? Or
yeah, I'm going to go pick up some payment here shortly, but I'm switching cards was the main thing. That was just my wife's card that I had on file that was close to me at the time, but I want to put it on my business card.
Okay, so if you want, I can update the card and then just process it tomorrow or the next day whenever you think you'll collect your payment.
Okay. That's fine. We can, but I do want to find out why they haven't called me back about a new design. I don't like the logo they came up with. Everybody that I show likes. It's okay. I just don't like the colors for one. I don't really know. I just wanted it to be more awesome.
So, I'll tell you this, is that we never in our presentation or in our terms or anything claim to be graphic designers, right? So we usually don't do these really extensive logos. What we do as a courtesy, if someone doesn't have a logo, is sometimes we'll put one together for them. But some people choose to go hire a graphic designer and make their own logo and send it over to us. So if you know off the top of your head what you would like changed about the logo, I can send that over because you said, for one, you don't like the color, right? So maybe you don't like that the A is a little bit too skinny and you want a different font or something simple like that. I can send that over to them and they will, apply that. If you'd rather have them call you, then absolutely, once the payment goes through in the next day or so, I can send a message to that department and someone will call you and maybe you could go over a few choices together.
Okay, that's fine. Well, they're supposed to have done that a long time ago and I gave them the color ideas and all this other stuff. They're like, oh, we'll put up a couple of designs.
Okay.
I mean, I understood that y'all ain't going to do it like as good as a designer team, but they assured me that they could come up with one better and they're going to get a few designs together and get back with me. And I forget about it because that's not what I do for a living. I do my job for a living. So my customers tell me what they want. They come back and it's what they want.
Yeah, I'll ask Steve. He's our web designer. I'll ask him if maybe he did put those designs together and maybe they emailed them to you for approval and maybe it just got stuck in a bunch of emails and you never saw it or something, you know? So it's already been done and we just are not aware. But if not, I will have someone reach out to you again just as a courtesy once we get this glitch with the payment straightened out, okay? It's always better to be safe than sorry, right?
No doubt.
Yep. All right. So for the new card, because you said the other one was your wife's card, so I'm assuming it's still 503 East 6th Street for the billing address?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
In a second. It is somewhere. 5113.
Okay.
7991.
Got it.
7357.
Okay.
4674.
4674. Okay. Expiration?
1027.
1027. And then the little code on the back?
580.
580. Okay. Now, tomorrow's Wednesday. Do you think that that will give you enough time, or do you want me to set it up for Thursday or Friday just to be safe? What do you think?
Thursday would probably be better.
Thursday. Okay. So I'll set this up to process on Thursday. If there's any trouble, I'll reach out to you. And then once the payment goes through, I'll send the message to that department, and they will call you within one business day. So you'll get a follow-up call either on Thursday or Friday at the latest, okay?
That's fine. I mean, you can go ahead and process it.
Oh, process it now. Okay, good. I didn't know if you had to wait for that payment you were collecting.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get the green light for you. And then, okay, that worked. I did get the green light. So I will send the message over to that department, and someone will call you within one business day, okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. And in the meantime, keep your eye out for that email I sent you too with the reviews. That's going to help you tremendously. So if you have any questions on that, you can ask them when they call you back for the logo about walking you through how to use that review generator email too, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, have a really great rest of your week too, Michael. I enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you, Utah.
Thank you. Okay, bye.